It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Terrison Maleta, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for having me this afternoon.
Our question for today, Pastor, says, why did God contradict himself in Genesis by creating the sun and moon on the fourth day? That's Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 to 19, to provide light during the day and night, when he already created light for the day and night on the first day. As found in Genesis chapter 1, 3 to 5. Your answer, Pastor.
Yes, let me first of all start by trying to explain that God does not make a mistake. He does not err. So therefore, he cannot contradict himself. Everything that he does it perfectly. That is why when we consider the creation week, everything that he did after creating it, he said he saw that it was good. The other thing that we should consider on that question is that light and the sun and the moon, those are two separate sources of energy and light. But what I want us to understand is that light was created independently from the sun, the moon, and the stars, as we see there on day four. There's an article that I read somewhere that it's like this person is in line, in sync with the people of the past who were asking about the same question, saying there seems to be a scientific error about God saying let there be light, and then later on and on day four we see him again creating the sun and the moon and the stars. This order of creation, my friends, is to show to us that light comes from God. He made it. Light does not come in the first instance from the sun. Before there is the sun, God has already created the light. Light is a gift of God, not of the sun. When I think about it, I see it as a beautiful, as a tremendous gospel for our people today who speak of the sun. And for this reason, people can shy away from this message that God was contradicting himself. For Israel to understand this, God himself had to introduce these two aspects, that he made the light. And after doing so, he made the sources of light, which are the sun and the moon and the stars. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible says, God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. When he sees this, when he looks at this, it is pleasing in his eyes. And this is how he wanted it to be. You should notice there that the Bible says that God saw that it was good. He was not confused. He was not contradicting himself. It is how he wanted it to be, to first make the light and then after make the sources of light, which get their light, I believe, from this light that he made himself. So the Bible says there, that and there was evening and there was morning the first day, that is nighttime and daytime, making one day. We read that from Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. I think let me just stop there for now.
Okay, all right, Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your answer. We appreciate it. Pastor Teresin Malete, giving us some perspective. I'm sure you remember the question. The question was, why did God contradict himself in Genesis by creating the sun and moon on the fourth day, as read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 16 to verse 19? And this was in order to provide light during the day and night when he already created light for the day and night on the first day. That's as read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. That was Pastor Malete. I'm hoping now you got your answer. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.